When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's, well, it might as well be Friday because hot. How you doing, Vinny?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much.
I'm so
very,
glad to
very
it.
Well. Yes. Yeah, I had a busy, crazy day yesterday.
Yeah.
And, but it was cool because when I got home finally, which was later in the day, the kids know that vacation's coming and they're just psyched for it. And while I'm into it as well, I also, as they were just like, and then we're going to, I went, oh no, they are way too into this.
Mm. Is it water park time or what?
It's water. We're going to go to the
Calabunga.
So I'll see you out there. I'm going to take them to.
You're going to wear your Speedo? Or?
The mall.
Oh, the mall. Mm.
You know, girls, they're into it.
Everything's got to be perfect.
Well, they're into it. I mean, believe me, I didn't. That wasn't my choice. That's their choice. We need shorts, Dad.
Yeah. But
I've worn these shorts 3 days in a row.
Hanging out in the mall, that was, I don't know if it still is anymore. I mean, I have to assume it kind of is, especially if there's a movie theater there or whatever. But that's, we used to go to the Hanover Mall. There was the Central Fountain. There was a Chess King, an Orange Julius.
Whoa, you can see it in your.
Yeah, we had a Spencer Gifts, which is, it's like a Hot Topic.
Oh, okay.
And those, they were all like right there around the Central. There were four wings to the mall. And man, the mall fountain was really cool too. It was like in this big atrium and it had this, it had like, I don't know, choreographed water play. Like there were these side fountains and then the one central fountain and all the kids would sit on the edge. You'd be like, oh my God. It was an exciting feeling when you first are like talking to, you know, people that are your age and interesting. Like flirting and having fun and that just like feeling, you know, at about, I don't know, 11 years old.
Yeah, no, we're at that age. I'm not going to drop them off at the mall and leave. They're going to get, they want to get a few things and then we're going to.
So you're just going to haul them in and haul them out?
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, Dad, just
you know
sit
what,
in the Orange Julius and let them have some fun.
I don't think I'm doing that. I do think that is. As much a part of, because that was a part of my childhood too. We went to the mall.
There was nothing else.
You went in South Coast Plaza, down south, Costa Mesa.
That was your mall.
It was. And that's where we got cloves.
Oh,
that's
yes.
where we smoked cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we, you know, met girls there and did stuff. Not the all the stuff. But
right, some, sure. Well,
know,
I mean, the stuff that 12-year-olds do.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's, yes,
you
I'm
were
excited.
Smoking at 12, I mean...
You know what? Because that is the truth. I did occasionally smoke, but I was still a person who could pick it up and put it down. By 15, I smoked.
Yeah.
But at 12, I make it sound like I was already a regular smoker. I wasn't. I did smoke. Mm. You know, one a day or, you know, two in a day.
Whatever you could get your hands on.
Yeah, or sometimes a week would pass without it because you weren't always, you know, able to go have fun. Stuff, homework.
But you weren't like jonesing.
Parent things. Remember when you were like, I have a plan, and your parent would go, we have to go to get in the car. And you, oh, just leave me home, please. I have so much stuff to go do.
Yeah. You know, though, you grew up without a bunch of cousins and family around.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I was down with anything my parents wanted to do because it always involved my cousins.
And you wanted to see your cousin.
Yes.
Oh.
The seven of us were just thick as thieves. We just got into, had all the fun, got into so much trouble together. I'm going to see my cousin. I'm going to see a bunch of my cousins. I think the only one I'm not seeing is my cousin Stephanie.
What happened to Stephanie? What's her problem?
She's a professor and she can't do it, apparently. Oh.
She's professing?
Apparently Marcy's having a hot flash out in the hallway. That's our sister station, Live 105. The morning show host. Oh my God, she's really, I think she's going to pull her top off in. Tell her to keep her clothes on. That was.
I don't understand.
You don't understand hot flashes?
You really think that's what's going on there?
Oh, she goes like this.
Oh, God.
She mouthed it to me.
Oh, geez.
Oh, she's got herself a pad of paper. And
it's so funny that is. Christina's not there yet, but her other friends have already gotten there. And she has said a few times, oh, all we talk about is hot flashes now. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, God, why?
I think I'm actually kind of past them. I don't have them like I used to.
Really?
I think I'm like fully old now. It's great.
All right.
Yeah.
You're sure?
No. Oh. I mean, I still have them occasionally, but I don't want to, you know. Let's go back.
Don't jinx it.
I don't want to jinx it. Exactly. Right. No. So anyways, we have a vacation coming up.
Oh, and Stephanie's a professor.
She's a professor. She's my cousin Stephanie is a cheese expert. Thank you. And she is why milk comes in, like even if you get it in a plastic thing, it's an opaque white plastic now as opposed to the see-through plastic because milk lost. It was her research project that came up with that is better for the longevity of the milk inside. When she worked at Washington University or whichever
Washington
one is
State.
Out. Okay, whichever one's out in like Viola.
Pullman.
Yeah. Oh, Pullman, exactly.
It's Washington State. Yeah. The Cougars.
She's a Cornell girl. She works in Iowa. I think Iowa State.
Oh.
Yeah. She's worked all over though. She's
she continues to, she's teaching or she's just someone who
she's
does.
She's a teacher researcher. She's a professor researcher. So she does a lot of food. She's like a food and animal husbandry too. Like she's, remember I told you my cousins had a farm.
Yeah.
They had a farm. They raised Nubian goats.
She grew up with this and then continued it into adulthood.
Not only did she like continue into it, she's a Jesus freak too. So we always sign off with her like goatcheese.com #Jesus or /Jesus, you know, whatever. She's a Jesus freak.
Okay.
Yeah. You know those people. They're just like super Jesus-y, which is great. Stephanie's into it.
It's
and
really,
goat cheese.
It's what's interesting about that to me is often scientists and religion, there's a strange place where they just don't seem to.
But also sometimes they kind of do intersect.
I get it.
You know, like
I've heard that from people.
It's a miracle. Like, how did this design come to be? Was it some AI in the sky?
Most scientists are a little more pessimistic about faith and things of that nature.
Unless they're all in.
But okay.
Which some people are.
Well, cheese science.
Cheese science. Yeah. There you go. There's something called Cougar Gold that they do at Washington State University.
Yeah.
And it's this cheddar cheese and she was behind it and they sell it and it tastes like lobster. It's so good. It's so, so good.
You mean when you say lobster, you just mean as good as, but it doesn't.
Weirdly, though, it has this, like buttery. Oh my God. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Anyway, so I'm seeing everyone but the one I'm talking about right now. Oh. So, but growing up, I was never like bummed when my parents would whisk us away because we were always going to my grandma's house where all my cousins were. It was great. So we're going to go hang out this week and soak up the sun.
You're ready for that.
Oh my God. I'm
and you're going to wear a swimsuit.
Yep. I bought 2-piece suits.
I love it.
I know. It's kind of fun. It's good times. And my cousins are all going to be there. And my son is coming up from New York and it's going to be a super.
Someone wrote in and asked if your boys are dealing with any flooding. There was some heavy weather, but they're in the city. They're not dealing with that.
They are, but there was some subway flooding. And it's been pretty rainy, but neither one of them got caught in any of that. And one of them is completely out of town right now. So they're fine, but thank you for.
When we went to do the marathon, the hurricane had hit there. Mm. And I say we, but it was her. She was doing the marathon.
But you did go.
I did go. And
it was
we. But they can get that kind of weather and that the marathon was canceled and there were some power outages and more, but I didn't. You don't usually see that in New York, do you?
You know,
pretty rare.
They say that city's sinking.
Oh, great.
I know. Well, and it's funny because my son lives by this park that goes along I guess it's the Hudson, because on the other side is the East River. And the water's right there. Like, it wouldn't take that many more feet of sea level rise for New York to be in some real trouble.
We also have the water here. I don't like talk about it. Yeah. I think that we're fine.
Right. Me too.
I like
as long
us.
As we're fine for, say, the next couple weeks.
I think we're well positioned for a long run.
It's going
to
be perfect.
Humanity is here for good.
Right.
And stop watching zombie movies. That's nonsense.
Oh, yeah. But unless Bob assigns you one in the Bob's Movie Club.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me everything.
I've had a change of heart about Time After Time and Bob's Movie Review. I look forward to our conversation, which is coming up soon. And I know Bob watched it because she posted the intro to the movie, which is the clouds and the red lettering, which is, I don't know how they landed there. Listen, I don't know how it fits in. I guess the fog of London, is that what they're going for?
Maybe it's because the fog of London and the fog of San Francisco. Maybe they were like, it's a
Did you already know that?
Of course.
Oh.
Oh, right. I didn't just pull that out of my butt.
No, I hadn't thought about it.
Oh, okay.
I was too busy videotaping it to notice what was happening.
She's a monster with this stuff. Listen, I think that this is a story on the Alice973 Instagram.
Yeah.
We did some TikTok trend. Listen, kids, children, go check us out because we may have nailed this. I don't know. I was reliving it yesterday and thinking, wow, you know, we could have done that without Bob.
You know what you should do? Don't look at it.
Oh, is it not good?
No, I didn't say that. But you seem to, this whole we nailed it thing, keep that vibe rolling.
Okay.
You didn't like it?
I didn't say that. I just said she seems to be very comfortable with her performance. You're better off not looking at it. When you see it, you'll go, oh, there's me.
There is a degree of sarcasm and facetiousness in my delivery here. But I will say that all day long I was thinking to myself, is there, like, I have a million questions for you now about how you made that. Because obviously our lips are synced up with the thing that's being said. And, oh, and what did you come up with to caption it?
It's a little joke about how you guys have been on the air together for so long. And now I'm making you do silly videos about it.
That's fun.
It's well done, yeah.
I'll take a look at it when we go into the song here in a second. And then we're going to get into Bob's Movie Club. Or Bob's Torture Club, I mean. You tell me. Texters 800-400-3697. Did you watch Time After Time, the assigned movie from last week for today's Bob's Movie Club? And if so, give it a rating from 1 star to 5 stars.
And even if you didn't watch it, I think our conversation is still going to crack you up. Because I got some things to say.
Do
oh,
you?
Boy.
Oh, are they all apologies or is it?
I do have some messages from listeners.
Oh, do you?
On my side. So.
Also apologizing to us? KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. See you in a sec.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.